This is Morning Edition on KUAR 89.1. Legislation has been sent to Governor Asa Hutchinson that would ban most abortions in Arkansas if the U.S. Supreme Court overturns its landmark Roe v. Wade decision. As KUAR's Michael Hiblin reports, final approval came after emotional debate on Thursday in the House.
Representative Dan Douglas of Bentonville said he's a pro-life Republican, but explained why he opposed the bill.
This last summer, my niece, who was pregnant with her second child, she had a little girl, 2 years old, and she became pregnant again, and she was carrying a little boy. And they were so excited and so happy, and everything was going good until she went to get her ultrasound.
That's when he says the doctor told her there was not enough amniotic fluid which surrounds the fetus.
Upon further and closer examination, they found that the baby did not have proper kidneys and had no bladder. The doctor explained to her she could carry the child throughout the remainder of gestation, the entire 9 months, and deliver that baby alive into this world. But once it got here, once it was delivered, it would live 2 to 3 days, and those 2 to 3 days would be miserable, excruciating, agonizing for that baby and for the mother.
Douglas asked Representative Mary Bentley, who sponsored the bill in the House,
would this bill prohibit an abortion if that anomaly was detected at age 20 weeks?
Yes, sir, it would. And I can tell you that I worked at Children's Hospital for a number of years. I worked there for 10 years. And there's times that we'd save the lives of children that had heart defects when we were there in surgery.
The Republican from Perryville made the argument for faith and shared the story of a friend.
Miracles still happen, and I have seen miracles in this hospital too many times. And Ricky stood at his son's bed. He said the end of Zachary's bed for 48 hours and prayed for his little boy, leaving only to briefly, but he would go right back to Zachary's bed. And I can tell you that Zachary is a healthy little boy of 4 years old, and there's absolutely no medical reason why Zachary is a little healthy boy.
Representative Megan Godfrey, a Democrat from Springdale, shared her own experience.
I know the Bible verses. I know the emotions. I know more than many of you the intimate feeling of becoming a mother as soon as the pregnancy test turns pink. But I also know the stories of grief and loss. I know that this issue is personal and complicated. After my miscarriage in 2011, I walked alongside other women and heard their stories. And you and I can say, I would never, all day long, but I pray to God that none of us in this room would ever have to make the impossible choices my friends and women across Arkansas have found themselves confronted with.
Exceptions would not be allowed for rape or incest, only to save the life of the mother.
Cast up the ballot, Mr. Clerk.
After the debate,
by a vote of 72 yeas, 20 nays, and 0 present, the bill is passed.
A spokesman for Governor Asa Hutchinson said he expects the bill to be signed next week, making Arkansas the 5th state nationwide with a so-called trigger law that would ban abortion if the nation's high court overturns Roe v. Wade or if the U.S. Constitution is amended to allow states to prohibit abortion. Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.